अपना सजाऊं न भोला को मेला माझा भरी देउला सिउँदो आधा खुशी तिम्रो भागमा आधा खुशी मेरो खुशी हर को मेला माझा भरी देउला सिउँदो तिम्रै लागि ताचौ किन हो किन मन उडी गयो
सपना सजाउन होला
कहाँ हो कहाँ मिठो प्यास जाग्यो पकाउनु
कहिले काहीँ रिसाउँदा माया गरी बोलाउनु
रिसाउँदा झनै राम्री किन मैले पकाउनु सुख दुख बाणी चुडी रमाउला सँगै
किन हो किन मन उडी गयो
सपना सजाउन होला
Music of all time on Cairns FM 89.1.
Cairns FM thanks the Community Broadcasting Foundation for its ongoing support of our multicultural programs. This programming does not necessarily reflect the views or ideas of the station.
Cairns Community Radio would like to thank the Community Broadcasting Foundation for its invaluable support for multicultural programs on Cairns FM 89.1.
नमस्ते साथीहरू, हजुरलाई आजको केन्स एफएम 89.1 मा को रेडियो कार्यक्रममा स्वागत गर्न चाहन्छौं. गुड इभिनिङ फ्रेन्ड्स एन्ड वेलकम टु केन्स 89.1 एफएम. ब्रिस्बेनको ब्रिवी आइल्यान्डमा इन्टर स्टेट बुटनिस सकर टुर्नामेन्टको लागि केन्सबाट पनि टिम जाँदैछन् र साथीहरू, हाम्रो टिमको बारेमा केही भन्न आज हाम्रो स्टुडियोमा हामीसँग हाम्रो बुटनिस फुटबल अथवा सकर टिमको कोच जर्ज र भास्कर पनि Interstate Witness Pro Soccer Tournament is being held in Bravey Island during the first week of July. Cairns Witness team is also participating in this exciting tournament. That's why today in studio we are joined by one of our player, Bhaskar Bhandari, and also soccer coach, George. Let's welcome our guest today with a beautiful song.
पछि पर्यो पर्यो तिम्रो त्यो रूपैले के गर्यो के गर्यो के गर्यो
Hey man, get ready for the crowd to say Boa Selector because it's reggae time at the Jack this Sunday. All the best ragga bands, DJs and Jamaican foods helping you get down with some sweet music and good vibes this Sunday from 4 p.m. Catch live performance from Hayden Hack Fusion fresh from Karanda Roots Festival and DJ Marcus Farai. Best of all, there's no cover charge at all, man. Hey, respecting that. Reggae Superstyle Sundays at the Jack, Corner Spence and Sheldon Street.
Sponsor. Welcome to Cairns Business Radio program George and Vasco. It's a real pleasure to have you with us here today. Firstly, I would like you to please introduce yourself to the listeners and also tell us a little bit about your professional career as well.
Namaste. My name is George Burnett. I'm working for an organization called Aftercare. And I've been in healthcare for quite a number of years. And I'm very honored and privileged now to be working with some of the Bhutanese community in Cairns.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been soccer coaching for around about 13 or 14 years also.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Mm. So how did you actually meet the Bhutanese team and when did you actually start coaching them as a coach?
Well, I met the Bhutanese team through a wonderful lady called Mikhail who works for Center Care Migrant Services.
Yep.
And we had referred three people to us who were young people, and then we started with three and ended up with 30. I'm not really sure how that happened, but it did. But we're very honored and very privileged to have done that. So we started working together as a soccer team probably about 4 weeks or 5 weeks ago, maybe about a very short time.
So about 5 weeks.
Mm. To Vasco, Bhutanese khelaadiharule coach आएकोमा कस्तो लाग्यो त
हाम्रो खेलाडीहरूलाई सबैलाई खुसीको एउटा खुसी भएको छ सबैलाई एउटा खुसीको महसुस आएको छ किनभने हामीले अहिलेसम्म कोच नआउन्जेलसम्म हामीले अरू बेला हाम्रो जोज कोच उहाँको जस्तो सहायता कसैबाट पाएको थिएनौँ र उहाँ आएकोमा सबै साथीहरू पनि खुसी हुनुहुन्छ र म पनि एकदमै खुसी छु
अब चाहिँ एउटा टिम भएर खेल्नु
र अब चाहिँ एउटा ठुलो एउटा टिम वर्किङ गर्दै हामी खेलिरहेका छौँ
George, why did you decide to coach this football team in particular?
I didn't decide, they chose me.
Oh.
No, not true. I heard that the boys were playing together and I was very interested in playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer is an American word, by the way. So
yeah.
It's football.
So, yeah, I usually have that conversation with friends. It's football, not
football. Football, yeah, because we kick it with our foot.
Yeah.
That's
it's
strange.
Only because they call it soccer, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, I met the boys and offered my services.
Yeah.
And that was about 5 weeks ago, but that was because I heard that they were looking for a coach and that they'd never really had a coach.
Yeah.
And I'd already met some of the boys at Aftercare on our Wednesday afternoon. Sometimes we get together.
Yeah.
And just chill out, I guess. Mm. And trying to learn Nepali.
Yeah.
Not very well. But anyway, trying very hard.
Yeah.
And I met some of the boys and thought they were absolutely terrific kids, really, really good kids. Very strong community values, very strong family values. Mm. And that's what really attracted me to helping them. So, we turned up and started playing together. Bashka is one of the best players.
Yeah. Right back.
Then Bashka, के तपाईहरुलाई पहिलेदेखि चिन्नुहुन्थ्यो जर्जलाई कि
उहाँले एउटा आफ्नो केयरमा काम गर्नुहुँदो रहेछ खासै मैले त चिन्न चाहिँ पहिलेदेखि नै चिनेको थिइनँ
भनेपछि सबै टिमले चिनेको थिएन
सबैले चिन्नु भएको थिएन खासै मिलन दाईले चिन्नु भएको थिएन मिलन दाईले उहाँसँग कन्ट्याक्ट गरेपछि उहाँ हामीलाई कोच गर्नको लागि पहिलो दिन आउनुभएको थियो त्यहीँनिर हाम्रो इन्ट्रोडक्सन भयो त्यहाँदेखि उहाँको नाम जोज भनेर चिनियो र आफ्टर केयरमा उहाँले काम गर्नुहुन्छ भनेर चिनियो त्यहाँदेखि
कतिजना
उहाँले सधैँ बुधबार यानी कि भोलि पनि हामी जाँदै छौ सधैं बुधबार उहाँले आफ्टर केयरमा बोलाउनु हुन्छ केटाहरूलाई अनि जम्मा गरेर एउटा फुटबल अब ड्रिल अब जस्तै टेक्निकहरूको बारेमा बोर्डमा लेखाएर सिकाउने गर्नुहुन्छ यानी कि स्कुलमा पढाए जस्तो उहाँ सधैँ हामी नेपालमा ब्ल्याक बोर्डमा लेखेर पढाउँथ्यो त्यसै गरेर उहाँले सबैलाई पढाउनुहुन्छ र मैले पनि दुईवटा मौका गुमाइसकेँ किनभने स्कुलको एसाइनमेन्ट र इक्जामले गर्दाखेरि र भोलि चाहिँ पक्कै पनि जान्छु भन्ने
टुर्नामेन्ट पनि नजिक आउँदैछ ल भनेपछि यो आफ्टर केयरदेखि सुरु भएको थियो र अहिले कोचिङमा राम्रो कोचिङमा र साथीहरू हामी यो गफ अगाडि बढाउँदै गर्छौँ तर त्योभन्दा अगाडि एउटा मिठो गीत सुनौँ र गीतको बोल बोल्छ सम्झनुहरूलाई सबिन राईकोबाट
तिमीले माग्यो भने
specials are just that. They cover a diverse range of artists, composers, and events. Special of the week, heard on Cairns FM, Sunday mornings at 11, and repeated Wednesdays at 9 a.m. before Legends, is well worth a listen.
In paradise, no finer place to be. And you can be every Wednesday following the midday news. Join Early Bowen on Wednesday afternoons for great, gentle music and good times in paradise.
Coming back to Cairns FM 89.1, we are joined by George and Bhaskar in our studio. So, George, what was the first thing you noticed about the team in your first day of coaching?
I think the way the boys were together. I think their community. And it really did not matter how well the boys played with each other. And it, to me, that was really, really impressive because it demonstrated that they would give everybody a go. They would let everybody in their team. It didn't matter if they could play football or not.
Yeah.
So their togetherness and their team spirit was amazing. Absolutely amazing. It was fantastic.
Yeah. So, Bhaskar, pahilo coaching ko pahilo din chahi, tapailai kasto lagyo ta?
Malai coaching ko pahilo din ekdamai kasto bhanu aba alga gale jasto mahsus bhayo kinabhane अगाडिको कुराहरुमा अगाडिको खेलहरुमा हामीले त्यति साह्रो अब ट्रेनिङ गर्नु परेको थिएन जस्तै अब हामीले क्याप्टनलाई फलो गरेको थिएन त्यति भन्नु पर्दाखेरि र उहाँ किन पहिलो कोचिङको दिन उहाँले कुनै ड्रिल्सहरु सिकाउनु भयो टेक्निकहरु सिकाउनु भयो वार्म अप कसरी गर्ने पोजिसनमा कसरी बस्ने हो यसरी सिकाउनु भयो धेरै कुराहरु सिक्यौँ पहिलो दिनमै अनि र हामीले एकअर्कासँग सबैसँग इन्ट्रोड्युस गऱ्यौँ उहाँले सबै कुराहरू सेयर गर्नुभयो लगभग 14-15 वर्षदेखि उहाँले कोचिङ गर्दै आउनुभएको त्यस्ता कुराहरू उहाँले हामीसँग सेयर गर्नुभयो र त्यो दिनदेखि हामीसँग कोचिङ गर्दै आउनुभएको छ र राम्रै थियो पहिलो दिन नौलो एक्सपिरियन्स थियो एउटा
त्योभन्दा अगाडि कहिले त्यस्तो ट्रेनिङ गर्दाखेरि अब जस्तै एउटा पहिला ट्रेनिङ स्टार्ट गर्न
उहाँसँग गरे जस्तो ट्रेनिङ त हामीले अगाडि गरेको थिएनौँ किनभने गर्दाखेरि 4-5 जो इन्ट्रेस्टेड थिए उनीहरू एउटा ट्रेनिङको रूपमा जस्ट ग्राउन्डमा 5 राउन्ड कुद्ने यताउता के गर्ने त्यस्तै अब एउटा एकअर्कामाथि अब जस्तै बार लागेर किकहरू सिक्ने यताउता जान्नेले अरूलाई सिकाउने गर्थ्यो तर उहाँ जस्तो कोच पाएदेखि चाहिँ हामीले राम्रै कुराहरू सिक्दै आइरहेको छौँ र 5 हप्तामा निकै इम्प्रुभ भएको छ
एउटा टिममै सिक्न पाउनु एकजनाले मात्र होइन सबैले
सिक्न पाइरहेको छ
And George, what are some of strengths and weaknesses that you find in the current team?
Well, let me say now, there are no weaknesses, because somebody from Brisbane might be listening. But no, I think a lot of the strengths, again, come from the fact that the boys work so well together.
Yeah.
And they are such a family, they are such a community as a team, and that is a real strength. There are no individuals in the team. The whole team works together. And another strength is they learn very, very quickly.
Yep.
And they are hungry to learn.
Yeah.
And at the end of training, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
No, you're not hungry and you're not to eat any chili before the game.
Okay? Yeah.
But no, the sense of wanting to learn is fantastic. And the boys are really, really powerful in there. And they stick together and they play together. I don't think there are any weaknesses. I truly don't.
Yeah.
I do not. I think we have things to learn. But that is not a weakness. Okay. Mm. Weakness says that we're not strong enough to win.
Yeah.
Well, we are strong enough to win. And these boys are just ready to do something very, very powerful.
Yeah. भास्कर तपाईँलाई चाहिँ इम्प्रुभमेन्ट त पक्कै पनि हुँदैछ होला तपाईँहरू सबै टिमको तर तपाईँको विचारमा चाहिँ अहिले टिमको स्ट्रेन्थ र कमजोरी चाहिँ के छ जस्तो लाग्छ तपाईँलाई
खासै भन्नुपर्दा कमजोरी त त्यस्तो केही छैन विकनेसहरू अब सबैले टिमवर्क भएर काम गरिरहेका छन् र स्ट्रेन्थमा भन्नुपर्दाखेरि सबै साथीहरू पहिलाको भन्दा अहिले कोच आएदेखि एकतामा जुटेर एउटा टिमवर्क गर्नुहुँदैछ जसरी चाहिँ हामी ब्राइबी आइल्यान्ड जित्छौँ भन्ने हिसाबले त्यस्तै हिसाबले एउटा राम्रो काम गर्दैछन् अरू टिम जस्तो
शनिबारतिर फुटबल मङ र पन्जाबी टिमसँग फुटबल भएको थियो त्यसमा नि निकै सुन्दै थिएँ म ब्राइबी आइल्यान्ड
पहिलाको वर्ष हामीले उनीहरूकोबाट 3-0 खाएका थियौँ र यसपालि हामीले 3-4 थपेर चाहिँ उहाँलाई जितेर 7 स्कोर गऱ्यौँ
हजुर
र त्यसमा एकदमै कोचको पहिलो दिनको त्यो गेम थियो उहाँले कोचिङ गरेको 5 हप्ता पछाडिको एउटा गेम थियो मङसँग हाम्रो
हजुर
र त्यो गेममा हामीले अब एउटा टिमवर्क राम्रो काम गरेर एउटा राम्रो खेल खेल्यौँ र 7 स्कोर उहाँ गर्दा चाहिँ उहाँ एकदमै आकर्षित हुनुहुन्थ्यो उहाँले सोच्नु पनि भएको थिएन कि हामीले 7 स्कोर गर्छौँ यो टिमहरूसँग किनकि अब हेर्दाखेरि मङ टिम एउटा
सबसे खतरा टिम केन्सबाट
एउटा सबसे खतरा र रिजनल काउन्सिलले खेलाउँदा नि फाइनल उनीहरूलाई नै जितेको
मैले पनि हेरेको थिएँ त्यो टिम निकै राम्रो म्याच भएको थियो
एकदमै राम्रो थियो र तर मलाई पनि थाहा छैन कोच आएदेखि कसरी हामीले उनीहरूलाई 7 स्कोर गर्यो
मलाई पनि हाम्रो टिममा 37-1 को डिफरेन्स हुन्छ जस्तो विश्वास चाहिँ लागेको थिएन पनि
तर विकनेस केही पनि छैन हाम्रो टिममा सबैले मिलेर काम गरिरहेको छन् र त्यस्तै
धन्यवाद जर्ज इन वाट वे डु यु थिंक टिम इज इम्प्रुभ्ड सिन्स यु स्टार्टेड कोचिङ देम
एभ्री वे I think the team has improved their level of skill. I think the team is now learning to use the whole field instead of just part of the field. I think the team has learned that when we go to tackle a player for a ball, we don't do it in groups of three.
Yeah.
We can do it one-on-one, and we can use the space to pass the ball. I think the team has learned to listen, not just to me, but to each other. And I think that the team really is playing better now as a team than they were before. They were very much together before,
yep.
But since beating the Hmong team 7-1...
Yeah. Yeah. 7
is cool. I think we've learned that we don't have to be afraid of playing slightly bigger players.
Mm.
Our skill has improved out of sight. It really has. And tonight, we did some training on passing.
Mm.
And while some of it was a bit... Bashka was good.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, but while it was a bit, when we put it into a game,
yeah.
The passing was fantastic. So yeah. They learned very quick. So I think in all, they've come together as a more skillful team.
Yeah.
And they continue to learn. And they'll be very, very powerful. Very powerful.
Do you think the word coach has brought some courage into them?
I think...
As a mentor or something.
I think... any team or any body of people, any
yep.
community needs one person or two people who maybe they can look to ask advice.
Yeah.
And I think I sat with a beautiful Bhutanese family today.
Yep.
And
yeah.
And I watched them together, working together and sharing their dreams and their hopes together. But, you know, the mum and the auntie and the uncle are very powerful people in that family.
Yeah.
When it comes to coaching... It is up to us as coaches to be able to help lead the young people
mm-hmm.
and to mentor. And that's what aftercare do. Aftercare provide mentors
yeah.
to help young people particularly. And that's really, really important. So yes, does it improve the way a team plays? Absolutely, yeah.
Bhaskar, तपाईलाई चाहिँ कस्तो लाग्छ यो कोच अब एकजना कुनै हेड जसले तपाईहरुलाई डाइरेक्ट गर्न सक्छ केमा त्यो वर्ड कोच आइकन टिममा निकै परिवर्तन आएको छ र करेज केस
निकै परिवर्तन आएको छ पहिलेको वर्ष र केही महिना अगाडिहरू भन् केही महिना अघिको खेल भन्दाखेरि किनभने हाम्रो कोच जोर्ज आइकन हाम्रो खेलमा निकै इम्प्रुभ भएको छ जस्तै एउटा अब एउटा ट्याकलिङ स्किल्स भयो कसरी हामीले बल ट्याकल गर्ने कसरी के गर्ने कुन पोजिसनमा कुन प्लेयर आफ्नो पोजिसनमा आफै कसरी बस्ने र कसरी बल खोज्न जाने कसरी एउटा पासिङको चाहिँ निकै इम्प्रुभ भएको छ किनकि पहिलेको वर्ष र केही महिना अघि हाम्रो पासिङ अब जताततै हान्ने अब ड्याम ड्याम डुमडुम कि गर्ने त्यस्तै हुन्थ्यो जस्तो आयो त्यस्तै फर्काइदिने हजुर उहाँले चाहिँ धेरै कुराहरू सिकाउनु भयो हामीले अब कसरी पोजिसनमा बसेर कसलाई पास दिने कसरी हेर्ने कसरी फर्किने सबै कुराहरू सिक्यौँ हजुर पहिलेको भन्दा धेरै मात्र बढी नै सिकेको छु अहिलेसम्ममा
र साथीहरू यो अझै पनि अगाडि बढ्ने नै छ र अझै पनि हामी 7-1 विक्ट्रीको कुराहरू गर्ने नै छौँ तर त्योभन्दा अगाडि श्रेया सोताङको पोल्छ मुटु भन्ने गीत सुनौ
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Get ready for the crowd to say Boa Selector, because it's reggae time at the Jack this Sunday. All the best ragga bands, DJs and Jamaican foods helping you get down with some sweet music and good vibes this Sunday from 4 p.m. Catch live performance from Hayden Hack Fusion, fresh from Karanda Roots Festival, and DJ Marcus Farai. Best of all, there's no cover charge at all, man. Hey, respecting that. Reggae Superstyle Sundays at the Jack, Corner Spence and Sheldon Street.
Station sponsor.
Pesci's Mediterranean Seafood Restaurant at the pier is truly one of the most attractive places to eat in Cairns. Enjoy a relaxing lunch while looking over Trinity Inlet, or a romantic dinner with soft moonlight flickering off the tranquil waters. Enjoy ultra-fresh seafood with the finest produce from the tablelands, and lunch specials start from only $12.50. See you at Pesci's on the pier. For reservations, call 4041 1133. Pesci's, proud sponsor of Cairns FM 89.1.
Coming back live on studio Cairns FM 89.1, we have George and Vasco with us here today. I'm still asking about the football team that's going to Brisbane soon, because they have an interstate Brittany tournament in Brisbane within a couple of weeks. So, George, what are some of the areas you think the team still needs improvement on?
Well, again, if there's anybody listening from Brisbane, none. No, not true. I think we probably need to still improve on our use of the football field. We probably don't use that enough. We need to learn that the tactics we use, we have to stick by. I think we need probably to learn to stay in our shape, in our formation. So yeah. If we play 4-4-2, we stay in a 4-4-2. But very, very minor things that the team really needs to improve on, very minor things, because they're all very, very good football players. Very good. Their skill is excellent. They need to just learn to stay in shape. But yeah. One thing they can improve on is bola bola.
Bola bola.
Bola bola.
Just talk.
Talking.
Ask for the ball.
All the time. That's all you think I keep saying. From the sideline, bola bola. Yeah. Bye, bola bola. And to talk and to listen.
Yeah.
Ravaskar, aajai pani team ma kasto improvement aunu parcha jasto lagcha tapailai yo Brisbane ko tournament jitna?
Tyo tournament jitna ko lagi hamilai ajai coach ko awashyakta, ajai coach le ajai dherai kura sikaunu huncha ra jastai aru naya naya skills haru bhanu aba aile samma sikeko ta dherai ramra chan kinabhane tyo skills hamilai wahale nasikaunu bhayeko bhaye hamile mong team lai sayad jitne pani thaina hola ra kasari position ma basne testai kura haru. जस्तै भयो हामी टिभी हुँदै हेर्छौँ अरू गेममा कस्तो कस्तो स्किल्सहरू हुन्छन् हामीलाई कोचले अझै त्यस्तै सिकाइदिनुहुन्छ भन्ने आशा छ र टुर्नामेन्ट जित्नको लागि हामीले अब हामीलाई दुई दिनको समय छ र दुई दिनको समयमा हामीले छोटो समयमा छोरै ज्ञानहरू प्राप्त गर्नेछ हाम्रो कोचबाट
इम्पोर्टेन्ट ज्ञानहरू लास्ट हजुर hearing about 7-1 victory and 4-3 loss to the team. It was nice to hear about the 7-1 victory there against the Hmong team. But at the same time, they lost to the Indian team 4-3. What do you think went wrong there? So 7-1 victory and 4-3 loss is big difference.
Okay, good question. I don't really count anything as ever going wrong with my team. Mm-hmm. I think that there are things that we can improve on. One of the things is holding our defence. And we had a wonderful player at the back on Sunday. We didn't have our usual player at the back on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that sometimes disrupts a team's performance, having a different player in that very, very important position in defence.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing as well that we have to appreciate is when we played the Punjabi team on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Punjabi team are mostly 6'2", and my team is mostly 4'2". So there's a difference. But my team played exceptionally well against a very, very large and quite skillful side.
Yeah.
And we must remember that at halftime we were actually 3-1 up.
Yeah.
And all it was a couple of defensive errors, which we will put right, and which let the Punjabi team in. But it was a massive effort on behalf of our Bhutanese kids. They were fantastic. I honestly can't say enough about them. They never stopped trying. And they were being knocked off the ball by some very big men, and very much older men. Yeah. But they bounced up and they just carried on going. Okay,
I think there's a problem, like it's difficult with the ground. The ground goes like this.
Yeah, that's right, which makes it even worse. So if you're downhill, that guy that's already 3 foot bigger than you is probably 4 foot bigger than you.
Yeah.
Because you're downhill from him. Yeah. So getting knocked off the ball all of the time as well can be very tiring. Okay. Yeah. And when we went a couple of goals, after they scored a couple of goals, I think, and going back to the question, what can we improve on? We can improve on not dropping our heads and losing confidence. Mm. When they score a goal against us, we need to get angry and get that goal back again.
Use that anger against them.
Yeah.
Vaskar, 7-1 jitnu bhayeko thiyo mom team lai, bhane 4-3 harnu pani bhayeko thiyo Indian team sanga. Tapailai chahi ke lagcha ta, ke chahi ajhai ramro garna sakinthyo tyo game jitna lai, ke chahi garna sakinthyo la?
7-1 भएकोमा हामी सबै टिमहरू एकदमै खुसी छौँ, किनभने त्यो टिमले पहिलाको वर्ष पनि हामीलाई जितेको हो र यसपालि 7-1 हुँदा चाहिँ हाम्रो कोच पनि एकदमै आकर्षित, एकदम खुसीले गदगद हुनुहुन्छ र इन्डियनसँग हामी खासै हाम्रो हारै नै इन्डियनसँग, किनभने हाफ राउन्ड अगाडि नै हामीले उनीहरूलाई 3 स्कोर गरिसकेको थियौँ र हाफ पछाडि भनेको हामी पोस्ट चेन्ज भइकन उनीहरूले हामीलाई जित्न सफल भए, किनभने एउटा त्यहाँ ग्राउन्डको सुविधा राम्रो थिएन र हाम्रो सधैँ खेल्ने टिमहरू मध्येमा हाम्रो एकजना दाई पनि मिस हुनुहुन्थ्यो, अनम राई, सधैँ उहाँ एकदम ब्याकबाट चाहिँ सबैलाई लिडिङ गर्ने, इन्करेज गरेर खेल्ने
एकजना दाई, हजुर,
उहाँको कामले गर्दा उहाँ पनि मिस हुनुभएको थियो र त्यस्तै भन्नुपर्दा अब उचाइ र अब जिउडाल नाप्नु पर्दाखेरि इन्डियनको उहाँहरू एकदमै पावरफुल हुनुहुन्थ्यो, जसरी हामी न त उहाँहरूलाई ठिल्नु सक्थ्यौँ हजुर, र अघि नै कोचले पनि भन्नुभयो
हजुर. George, any strategies for the upcoming tournament in Brisbane, anything?
I'm not willing to discuss that. No. Yes, there are some strategies. Mm. But one of the most important strategies is that we work together as a team.
Yeah.
One of the most important strategies also is that we make a game plan and we stick to it.
Yeah.
And that we work together as a team on that game plan. That's one of the most important strategies, having a game plan and sticking with that game plan. Okay? And one of the most important strategies also, and I spoke to the boys about this tonight, that when we're in Bribie Island, when we do anything, we do it as a team. We eat together, we laugh together, we cry together, we win together.
Yeah.
We do it as a team.
Well, I like the end part you said, we win together.
Yeah.
र भास्कर, तपाईँलाई चाहिँ ब्रिस्बेन टुर्नामेन्टको लागि खेलाडीहरू कतिको उत्साहित र छन् जस्तो लाग्छ?
स्ट्रेटेजिसको बारेमा अघि कोचले पनि भनिहाल्नुभयो र ब्रिस्बेन टुर्नामेन्टको लागि हामीले एकतामा जुट्नुपर्छ त्यो गेम जित्नको लागि.
हजुर.
हाम्रो लक्ष्य खासै एउटा गेम जित्नुको मात्र होइन, ब्रिस्बेन जानको लागि.
हजुर.
जति पनि हाम्रो सेपरेटेड भएको छन् सबै स्टेटमा हाम्रो साथीहरू, उहाँसँग एउटा भेट गर्नको लागि एउटा रमाइलो खुसियालीको दिनहरू हुनेछ एउटा छोटो समयमा.
हजुर.
र हामीले त्यो गेम जित्नकै लागि भए पनि, त्यो गेम जित्नको लागि भए पनि हामीले एउटा टिमवर्क गर्नुपर्ने हुन्छ, एउटा राम्रो ट्रेनिङ पाइरहेको छौँ, त्यो ट्रेनिङलाई निरन्तरता दिएर हामीले सिक्नुपर्ने हुन्छ केही ज्ञानहरू र इम्पोर्टेन्ट चाहिँ हामीले एकतामा जुटेर गर्नुपर्ने हुन्छ त्यो काम.
र साथीहरूलाई भेट्ने खुसी सँगसँगै आफूले टुर्नामेन्ट जितेर अर्को खुसी थप्नेमा.
हजुर.
र ब्याक टु जर्ज, आइ एम नट स्योर बट आई हैव हर्ड other teams have players who are elder compared to Kane's team, because I see Kane's Whitney's team is usually consisting of high school students, which is going to year 11 and 12 mostly. Do you take it as one of the disadvantage, or also how confident are you in this team winning the tournament?
Well, we just played a Punjabi team whose men go to work, never mind high school, and we were up 3-1 at half time. So high school students really don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if other teams want to come on to the field with older players, then they can come in wheelchairs like old men, because we have young men and we have young hearts and we have young heads and we have young legs. And is it a disadvantage? Absolutely not. It's an advantage, because we are more confident and we are more skillful. And we are certainly faster than some of those old men out there. And I hope those old men down in Brisbane are listening, because they will need to take some oxygen to keep up with us.
So you think the speed among the players is one of the key advantages you'll be using?
Absolutely. I think speed is one of the... what has worked for us so far is our speed. And if you take us, one of our centre forwards, for example, Kieran Dye.
Kieran. He's very speedy, man.
He's incredibly fast.
Yeah.
And for a little man.
But always kick with the left leg.
Always. And he rockets balls with left legs. And if you look at our midfield, if you look at the two boys in the middle there, very, very fast and very, very tough.
Especially Puna.
Well, Puna, very, very fast.
Yeah, I've seen him running around school.
Number 10. Everyone call him as a Messi.
And Bravo, once he settles into the game. Wow, amazing. But we have a whole team full of very fast players. And we win the game in the first half, and then I'm not telling you anymore.
Well, that can be a secret for the second half. But the first half is, listeners can hear what the plan is about. र भास्कर तपाईँलाई चाहिँ कतिको कन्फिडेन्ट हुनुहुन्छ तपाईँ र टिम पनि यो अरू खेलाडीहरू यो टुर्नामेन्ट जित्ने प्रति कतिको
यो टुर्नामेन्ट जित्ने प्रति सबै खेलाडीहरू कन्फिडेन्ट भन्दा पनि सबैलाई त महसुस भइरहेछ हामीले नै जित्छौँ भनेर किनकि हामीले पनि एउटा राम्रो कोच पाएको छौँ र तर न त मैले नै देखेको छु न त मेरा साथीहरूले नै देखेछन् अरू टिमहरू कस्तो छन् अब एकैचोटि मैदानमा उत्रेपछिमा त त्यो त थाहा हुने कुरो
हो
हजुर जस मार्फत अब अहिले सुन्दाखेरि भनेको चाहिँ अब साथीहरू अस्तिको डिसेम्बरमा घुम्न जानुभएको थियो र उहाँहरूले अरू स्टेट अरू साथीहरूको खेलेर देख्नुभयो एडिलेड र एल्बरी टिम एकदम स्ट्रङ छ भन्ने बुझेका छौँ र त्यही स्ट्रङ टिमलाई स्म्यास गर्न हामीले एउटा कोच पाएका छौँ एउटा राम्रो ज्ञान दिने कोच पाएका छौँ हजुर
के यो के तपाईँलाई डिसएडभान्टेज जस्तो लाग्छ किनभने म केन्समा एक दुईजना खेलाडीहरू हुनुहुन्छ जो चाहिँ अहिले खेल्नु भएको छैन किनभने नयाँ आउनु भएको छ
हजुर
र उहाँको अनुसार उहाँहरूसँग क्याम्प लेभल खेल्नेहरू एक दुईजना खेलाडीहरू अरू टिम जस्तै अब ब्रिस्बेन कता कता एडिलेडहरूतिर टिममा हुनुहुन्छ
र
के चाहिँ तपाईँलाई यो डिसएडभान्टेज जस्तो लाग्छ कि एकजना कुनै राम्रो खेलाडी त्यहाँ अर्को ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ
होइन त्यस्तो लाग्दैन किनभने अहिले यहाँ क्याम्प्समा भन्नुपर्दा हामीसँग क्याम्प लेभल खेल्ने हालचालै क्याम्पमा क्याम्प लेभल खेलेर आउने भनेको सायद पूर्ण राणा होला प्रभु राई होला अरू मलाई त्यो थाहा भएन मैले दुईजनाको नाम चाहिँ सुनेको छु र एडिलेड एल्बरी हुँदै चाहिँ अगाडिदेखि नै क्याम्प लेभल खेलेर आउने साथीहरू पनि उहाँहरू हुनुहुन्छ अरे र उहाँहरूले नै त्यो टिमलाई एउटा कोचिङ गर्दै उहाँहरूले कोचिङको रूपमा गर्दै त्यो टिमलाई अगाडि बढाएर अहिले यो स्टेजसम्म आइपुग्नु भएको छ अरे र उहाँहरू एकदमै स्ट्रङ प्लेयर्सहरू
र अर्को कुरा भास्कर तपाईँलाई तपाईँहरूले कोच पाउनुभएको लगभग 5 हप्ता जस्तो भयो
लगभग 5 हप्ता
सुन्न आएको छ कि अरू स्टेटको अरू प्लेयरहरूले कोच पहिलेदेखि ट्रेनिङहरू गर्थे अहिलेदेखि अब निकै भयो ट्रेनिङहरू गरेको
हजुर
के त्यो पनि तपाईँलाई केही त्यस्तै
मैले खासै भन्नुपर्दा जी सुनेको छुइनँ अहिलेसम्म उहाँहरूले कोच पाउनु भएको छ भनेर र म
कोच
घुम्न पनि गएको छैन एउटा
ट्रेनिङ हुन्छ नि हजुर लगातार
गरिरहेको छ त्यसको
मलाई त त्यो उहाँले कोच पाउनुभयो ट्रेनिङ गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ त्यो त थाहा भएन सायद हाम्रो कुनै प्लेयर्सहरू जतिजना जो अस्ति डिसेम्बरमा घुम्नु जानुभयो उहाँहरूले नै सायद उहाँहरूलाई नै थाहा हुन्छ थाहा छ उहाँहरूलाई नै सायद उहाँहरू आज इन्टरभ्यूमा भइदिएको भए
हजुर
अडियन्सहरूले सुन्न पाउनुहुन्थ्यो
हजुर र अब अन्तिमतिर आउन जाँदैछु यो वार्तालापको इन्टरभ्यूको पनि अन्त अन्तिमतिर आउँदैछ आजको प्रोग्राममा पनि तर त्योभन्दा अगाडि एउटा गीत सुनौ एज ब्यान्डको यो दिल मेरो
George, not a football-related question, but our community is known for festivals. So apart from coaching the team, have you ever been to any festivals of the Vietnamese community?
No, I haven't, no. But I'm really looking forward to going to Bribie Island with the boys because I think it sounds like a very community event
yeah.
and a festival, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the wonderful food.
We usually celebrate all the festivals as a community, and we definitely will make sure you're invited to one of them.
Thank you.
So you can enjoy one. It was a great pleasure to have you in the studio, and thank you for being here with us today. But lastly, best of luck for the tournament.
Danny Bath and Spagatam.
Best of luck to all the team out there listening to the program, and also to Vasco.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the greatest artists ever performing the greatest music ever, don't miss Legends every Wednesday morning from 10. I'm Des Ford.
अब हाम्रो कार्यक्रमबाट हामीले बिदा माग्ने समय भइसकेको छ. हामी फेरि अर्को मङ्गलबार नयाँ विषय लिएर तपाईँहरूलाई मनोरञ्जन दिन आउने नै छौँ. केन्स एफएम 89.1 सुनिरहनु होला, किनभने अब कुक आइल्यान्डको एकदमै रमाइलो कार्यक्रम आउँदैछ. धन्यवाद. म रेवन र भास्कर अन्त जर्ज केन्स एफएम 89.1 बिदा लिन चाहन्छौँ.
So we can't even make it through. I mean, we could.